الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درو شيء بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In our Jummah session, very briefly, I spoke on the biography of Hazrat Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh. No doubt, we the Ummat are indebted to the khidmat and the service of hadith that Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has rendered for the Ummat. And inshallah, I wish to continue with that biography of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Now, I'm not turning away from the original subject, which is the history of Makkatul Mukarramah. The reason being is that the changing point of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, where his life completely changed, the zeal for hadith and the learning of hadith and the writing of hadith actually started in the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. So alhamdulillah, it is connected to the subject history of Makkatul Mukarramah, and I feel that at least two sessions must be dedicated to, at least, to Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. I started off by Jumu'ah, that a lot of our youth today, unfortunately, they know all the names of the football players. And very nicely today, a good friend of mine, my neighbor, Brother Abdullah, said to me that they will even give you the full, they'll analyze everything for you. I think that's what Abdullah said to me. And I said, that is a fact, unfortunately. We know the kuffar, and everything is about the kuffar. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And even what breaks the heart is just before, when a friend of mine gave me this article, shocking, where we see the Crown Prince Abdullah giving hadiya to Bush's wife, Laura Bush, a gift that he gave, hadiah to her, worth $95,500. Kitna? $95,500. This is the state of the Ummah, unfortunately, and I don't hesitate at all to announce this. Al-Iyazu Billah. Where we see our brothers in Bangladesh, in Palestine, in Shishan, Allahu Akbar, in Sudan, in Somalia, in Africa, Muslims as well as non-Muslims, poor people who've got nothing. And here, that is just one gift. It is estimated that King Abdullah just gave some of the jewelry to that family that is worth $127,600. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, just to repeat that, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمن ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, المرء مع من أحبه, which is a hadith. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has recorded this in his Kitab Riyadh al-Salihin, a very famous hadith. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has also mentioned this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that who you love in this dunya, you shall be with in the hereafter. So if you love the believers, you shall certainly be with the companions, Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, Nabi-i Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pious people, those who are on sirat al-mustaqim. And if you love those who are the dhalin, and those who are the maghdubin, and those who are the fusaq, and those who are the fujjar, subhanallah, then where will you end up? Whilst traveling to Birmingham, I met someone who was there, and they were giving da'wat of the Hare Rama and the Hare Krishna. Following that was there. And when he saw me, he came to me and he gave me a leaflet, and he said to me, read this and give us something to contribute. And I looked at the leaflet and I said, let me read it. He goes, no, if you're going to read it, then give it back to me. Are you going to give some money? I said, no, definitely no. And then he started arguing with me that we are the first people, the first religion, and batil, subhanallah, and how if you were the first people, you're still a minority. You're still in the minority. And when you read some of the Islamic magazines, alhamdulillah, there is information that this group is one of the main distributors of drugs in the whole of the world. If you ever go and visit them in their chamber, in their rooms, it's all about drugs. It's all about drugs. And Melton Road ke upar bhi aapne dekha hai na, wo bas bajate hai, bajate bas. Kya kaam? And it is our duty that we should approach every single one and speak to them frankly but with wisdom and explain to them and give them kalima-i tawheed, the oneness of Allah, put that in front of them and then put risalat in front of them. Put the biography of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our duty. Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of the ummat. Better than the ummat of Musa alayhi salam. Better than the ummat of Isa alayhi salam. Better than the ummat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Khayra ummatin. There is no ummat like you. No ummat will go into Jannat until you go into Jannat. No kitab can be subhanallah, equivalent to the Quran that is given to you. Your Nabi is elite. The Kitab is elite. Subhanallah. This Ummat is unique. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Your duty is أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. To stop them from the wrong things. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Keywords. Allah has taken you out for the people. الناس. مسلم و غیر مسلم ہر ایک کو کیا ہے دعوت دینی ہے یہ میری اور آپ کی ذمہ داری ہے امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ our youth and our young ones we should سبحان اللہ take our predecessors pious predecessors سلف الصالحین as our heroes as an example to follow. These were great people. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa, Sufyan al-Thawri, Shuyukh, those who were the Muhaddiseen, the Mufassireen, and those, mashallah, who are the pious people of this Ummah. These examples should be in front of us and we should read about them. Many a times you ask anybody, the knowledge that we have about Imam Bukhari perhaps, all we know is that yes, there was a man whose name was famously known as Bukhari, and there he has compiled and collected a hadith, authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is Bukhari Sharif. So I have brought in front of me here two volumes of the Indian prints of Bukhari Sharif. Alhamdulillah, this was the Bukhari Sharif that I had an opportunity to read with my ustad, Maulana Islam al-Haq sahab, when we were in Darul Uloom, Bari. So I have a lot of notes here. And we treasure these kitabs. These are very, very precious kitabs. And the amount of effort Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi must have put here. Subhanallah. This man, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, his name was Muhammad. His father's name was Ismail, and his father's name was Ibrahim, and his father's name was Mughira, and his father's name was Barzambeh. And Barzambeh was, now they were not Arabs, Barzambeh was a non-Muslim. He was a Zoroastrian fire worshipper. But his son Mughira embraced Islam, and he went to live in the area of Khurasan, where Bukhara is today. And history does not record much about Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi's great grandfather, that is Mughira and Ibrahim, but certainly there is a lot of information about his father, who was Sheikh Ismail, a great muhaddis. He stayed in the company of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. And I said in the afternoon session that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of wealth. Not only was a muhaddis, not only was he a great scholar, but he had a lot of wealth also, mashallah. And he has said that not a single dirham or dinar of mine is doubtful.
Mashallah.
Not a single dirham or dinar of mine is doubtful. This is the father of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Just to quickly go over it, maybe the brothers were not here in Jumu'ah. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh was born blind. And it is the dua of the mother that Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam came in the dream and gave basharat to the mother that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the glad tidings that Allah will give your son the sight back, restore eyesight for him. And in the morning, when Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi woke up, mashallah, sight was given to him. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was born in the year 194 Hijri, in the month of Shawwal, precisely 13th of Shawwal after Jumu'ah. Din bi Allah ne mubarak diya, Jumu'ah ka din bhi. Subhanallah. In the city of Bukhara, that is in the region of Khurasan. And this area came into Muslim control during the time of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala had dispatched a group of people to go there, and this entire region of Khurasan, where Bukhara is also there, came into, mashallah, the Islamic states, and it was well respected. A lot of scholars came out from that part of the region, Samarkand and Khurasan. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh at his very young age had this love and zeal to memorize hadith, mashallah. Just to give you one example, in the city of Bukhara, the most famous sheikh of hadith was Allama Dakhili rahmatullah alayh. Allama Dakhili rahmatullah alayh would give lectures in hadith, and a lot of the people would come. And in his lecture once, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh was also there. And he was only 10 years of age. Kitni umar uski? Hazrat ki? 10 saal. Just andaza laga. And whilst quoting one hadith, the sheikh also went through the chain of narrators before connecting them to the sahabi and then to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. And he said that Sufyan heard from Abu Zaid and Abu Zaid from Ibrahim. When he said that, Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi stopped Allama Dakhili rahmatullah alayhi. And he says, Hazrat, I don't think that Abu Zaid has got connection with Ibrahim. Now, a man of that caliber, Lama Dakhili, a muhaddis of the time, a great muhaddis, and then a 10-year-old child, a young man, stopping him, an unknown figure, and saying that Hazrat, now, he's not misquoting the hadith, we are just talking about the chain here. When we start the Bukhari, of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, the first thing he says, Haddasana Al-Humaydi. And Al-Humaydi is the ustaz of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, and he studied with Sheikh Humaydi in Makkatul Mukarramah. So you have a chain of narrators. And he says, I don't think Abu Zaid has met Ibrahim. Now, subhanallah, the knowledge he had. So, Hazrat Allama Dakhili rahmatullah alayhi said to him that, what would you know, oh young boy? He was just a lad, sitting right at the back. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was very meticulous when it came to a hadith, making sure that everything was read correctly and perfectly, the chain of narrators, everything was right. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said to Allama Dakhili, Hazrat, the least you could do for me, if you have the original collection of the source of the hadith, if you go back in your room and just check it out, see what it is. Allama Dakhili rahmatullah alayhi stood up, went in the room, and he got the original source. And he looked at the hadith and he found out that he was making a mistake. In reality, Abu Zayd does not have a connection with Shaykh Ibrahim. And he came back and he said to the young man, Imam Bukhari, right, you tell me what the chain is. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh spoke out and mashallah read in front of Hazrat the right chain of hadith. Now, I hope it's not a boredom for the brothers that are here. I'm not going into the ilmi level of talking here, inshallah. I hope you can understand what I'm trying to say. And a lot of examples of such have taken place in the life of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. In Samarkand, 400 ulamas got together and they said, let us test him. Let us test Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Bhai, aap humara test mat lena. میں تو ناقص ناقص ہوں بھائی 400 علماء and 400 of them gathered together and what they did is that when they were quoting the hadith they mixed up the chain of narrators and they said to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, have you heard the source of this hadith? Imam Bukhari would say la, no
Allah,
but what I have heard is this chain. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi would read in front of them the correct source, the right chain of narrators with the hadith of Huzur alayhi salam. He was a master of hadith. Subhanallah. And when you read Bukhari Sharif and those who are the scholars, Allama Hafiz ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, he has done the sharah, and Allama Aini and all these great salaf, these buzrugani deen, when they study Bukhari Sharif and when they talk just on one subject, one word, it would take days and days and days, subhanallah, to give a clear understanding of what Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has said. A collection here of 7,000 ahadith. Now, a lot of people feel that whatever is in this Al-Jami' al-Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, that is it. So nothing else is sahih. This is very, very wrong. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi himself has said that there have been a lot of ahadith that have been sahih even according to me. But for whatever reason, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi did not incorporate those ahadith into his Jami' al-Sahih. Maybe he has his own reason, whatever. And he has clearly said that. So we have a lot of ahadith. The problem today is that a lot of people say that, is this in Bukhari Sharif? If it is, sahih. If it is not, not sahih. No. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is not the case. Because sahih, according to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, he will give another explanation. And then sahih, according to Imam Tirmizi, he will give another explanation. Maybe one hadith is sahih according to Imam Muslim, it might not be sahih according to Imam Bukhari. And maybe one hadith might be sahih according to Imam Bukhari, and it might not be sahih according to Imam Muslim. So there are conditions. And so in Samarkand, for 7 days, they tested him, mashaAllah ta'ala. For 7 days, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi gave them the right sanad. That no, this is the hadith, and they were just testing him. That is why when one muhaddis, I forget his name, he met with another muhaddis, and he said that if you just came 5 minutes earlier on, I would have shown you this young boy who has memorized 70,000 ahadith of Rasulullah. 70,000. So this muhaddith said that, who is this boy at this young age who has memorized 70,000 ahadith? So both of them went to look for Imam Bukhari. When they finally got hold of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, the muhaddith said to him that, are you the one who claims that who knows 70,000 ahadith? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi looked and he says, yes, I know 70,000 ahadith by heart. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi knew a hadith with sanad with the narrators. And he says, I know the biography of every single narrator, where he was born and where he passed away, if he has passed away. And whatever the events that have taken place with all those individuals before they get to the Sahabi and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi at a very, very young age. Now this knowledge of hadith really starts off from his first rahlat or journey in search for knowledge. And the first journey that he took was with his mother and his brother, and the brother's name was Ahmed, and Imam Bukhari's name was Muhammad. Muhammad and Ahmed and the mother, they went to the city of Makkah, they made Hajj, they performed Hajj also. And this was when Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was only 16 years of age. And after performing Hajj, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi for the first time, now zamani mein plane nahi the, train nahi tha, kuch bhi nahi, bas aadmi paidal safar karta. When the Hajj was completed, the mother and the son Ahmed decided to go back to Bukhara. It was at that time Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said to the mother that, you go with my brother Ahmed, and I want to dedicate the rest of my life to the hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And there he stayed, the very first city, the transformation, the shuyukh that were there in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Because it was at that time, the city of Makkah and the city of Medina were the main areas where knowledge was received. And there he had a lot of shuyukh, and one famous sheikh was Allama Humaydi rahmatullah alayh. Allama Humaydi rahmatullah alayh was also there. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh is also the ustaz, the sheikh of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. So he stayed in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah for approximately 2 years. And after that he went to Madinatul Munawwara, and he stayed in Madinatul Munawwara in the company of the shuyukhs that were also there, and continuously respecting that area of the Hujra of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, and giving salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This kitab that you see here, my respected brothers, 7,000 ahadith are recorded, more than 7,000. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, for every one hadith made ghusl.
MashaAllah.
For every one hadith made, ghusl. And performed raka'atayn, two raka'ats. And after that, according to the ulama, the shuyukh, he sat in the position of muraqabah and meditated and did istikhara. And he was in connection with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his love for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was incredible. He would often see Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. That is why once he saw a dream that he is in the company of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had a fan in his hands, and he was fanning Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam the air, and making sure that no dust or any insects were to come close to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was doing this with his hands. And when he saw this dream, the mu'abbireen that were there, they gave him an interpretation that the meaning of this dream is that you will protect Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam from mawzu'at, from wrong lies, ahadith, false sayings that are connected to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was just one of the dreams that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi saw. A lot of the people also saw that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was walking in the front, and Imam Bukhari was walking behind Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And at every step where Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would take, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi very carefully would put his feet also exactly on that spot where Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam had put his step. And the meaning of this dream is very, very clear that mashallah, great work of hadith will be completed by this great man, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Before we talk about Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, let us not forget the parents. Now the parents were muttaqeen. The mother was so pious that Ibrahim Khalilullah comes in her dream and gives her bashara. And the father was such a big muhaddis and so clean in his business. Subhanallah, not a dirham and dinar is doubtful. And this is the result. So it is extremely important for us also as Muslims. We have children, but we have to make sure that first the change comes within us. And inshaAllah ta'ala, if we change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely help us. And the effects of that will be on the rest of the family, be it women or be it the children or any of the members of the family. But we have to change and we have to adopt taqwa and we have to become pious first. That is important. It is no use giving orders to other people when you yourself inside are dirty and unclean. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, mashaAllah, a great buzrug, and he stayed in Madinatul Munawwara, and this is where he started. Every hadith, ghusl and two raka'at, raka'atayn, and then with connection with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it took him 16 years to complete this kitab, which is known as Al-Jami' al-Sahih. What is known as Al-Jami' al-Sahih. And Jami' al-Sahih is, again, encyclopedic. It has got all the chapters, Kitab al-Tafsir, the Fazail. And when Jami' is only given as a title to that kitab, which covers all the relevant subjects. That is why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi's kitab is known as Al-Jami' al-Sahih. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi stayed in the area of Hijaz, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara for approximately 6 years. And after that he went to Kufa, he went to Basra, he went to Misr, he went to Syria, Sham. Even today, if you go to Syria, mashallah, we know brothers who go there, there is so much knowledge in Syria. And the people, Syrian people, are wonderful people. And when we had an opportunity to go there, we performed one Jummah there. And the Sheikh that was giving the lecture in the Arabic language, subhanAllah, you could just sit and listen to him for hours and hours and hours and hours. One ayat of the Quran and the explanation, tafsir with tafsir and tafsir with hadith, and the knowledge the shuyukh have there. And alhamdulillah, in countries like Mauritania and Syria and even these countries near Mauritania where we have Guinea and all those areas, they still have that traditional method of teaching where the sheikh will just sit after Fajr in the masjid and everybody is welcome. And the tulaba will be there with their books and the sheikh will give a lecture. Everybody will sit and mashallah benefit from. Today, alhamdulillah, we have madaris, we have darul ulum, we have classes, that is also good. But that traditional teaching, subhanallah, is still there. And there is a lot of knowledge. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, mashallah, when he would travel, it is said that when the cities would find out that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh is coming, every single individual would come out from the city to greet Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Pura shahar bahar nikalta Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi ko dekhne ke liye. Subhanallah. But yet, how humble was he? Meri aur aapki aisi khidmat ho, to hum to aasman pe chal jayenge. MashaAllah ji, press my one hand, press my other hand, aur la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. But yet Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, how humble he was. They said that there was only one khadim, And khadim bhi, kaisa khadim? Waise hi, hazrat ki barakat mein ho raha. In the night, it is said, when Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was writing Bukhari Sharif and compiling the ahadith and collecting all the hadith on tafsir, he would wake up in the night, in one night, 15 to 16 times. Would go to sleep, again would remember something, take his qalam, and would stoke the fire, the lamp, adjust it, and write something down. Again, after a bit, he would go to sleep. Again, after 15, 20 minutes, would remember something. Again, same procedure, and the khadim is there. And the khadim counted in one night 16, 17 times Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi would wake up. Subhanallah. And in the morning, the khadim says, Hazrat, Subhanallah, I am your khadim. I am there to serve you. Why don't you allow me? Why don't you wake me up? I will do all these things for you. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi smiled at him and said to him, oh, you are a young man. You are a young man, Omar, and you need a lot of sleep. You are a young man and you need a lot of sleep. I will do my own job. MashaAllah. Aise mutawal. Puri dunya bahir nikalti hai unke liye aur Hazrat raat ko khud uthte. And his and the memory, the hafiza, subhanallah, the shuyukh would say, if he would read any kitab from cover to cover, that the contents of the kitab was embedded eternally,
Masha.
Permanently, hamesha, bas mahfuz ho jata. And this came when one saves himself from sins. So one saves himself from sins, subhanallah. Insan aankhon ki hifazat kare. Bada mushkil kaam. But anyone who takes control of the eyes, mashallah, in this day and age, and then you will see the change inside you. You will see the effects in your heart. And you sit in the company of shuyukh, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab Naqshbandi, who recently came. And you sit in their company, and where they are, and the way they talk, and some of the things what they have to say. And these are shuyukh who have taken control of their nafs. MashaAllah. And the nafs and the desire does not control them. They dictate. They dictate. MashaAllah. Sleeping in the night only for 1.5 hours or 2 hours or 3 hours. MashaAllah. These were great, great people. It is said about Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. He says that when from the age of puberty, when I had learned that to do ghibat of anyone is a sin, a major sin, I have not done ghibat of any human being. Kisi insan ki ghibat nahi ki. Maine to ek martaba juma ke bayan mein, once I was talking about Firaun and Karun and how evil they were. After my Jumu'ah, someone came to me, they said, Maulana la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I said, what happened, bhai? He says, you are doing ghibat of Firaun. You are doing ghibat of Firaun, you are doing ghibat of Qarun. I said, oh, well, find another Maulana who will not do ghibat of Firaun and Qarun. Salaam alaikum, I'm going. Kya bhai? Huh? MashaAllah. And he has not done ghibat of anyone, no human being. And he said that, let alone ghibat, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no opponents, no challenges in front of me that to take away my good deeds, that this is the haqq that I owe them. I have given huquq to everyone. Subhanallah. I am absolutely pure and clean. The father said, not a dirham is doubtful, and the son says, as far as huququl ibad is concerned, I am absolutely clean.
MashaAllah.
If the condition of huququl ibad is such, what about huququllah? And what is huququllah? What about huququllah, the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is said that once after zuhr, the tulaba came with Imam Bukhari, and Imam Bukhari was leading them in salat. After zuhr salat, he stood up and he performed nawafil salat. After nawafil salat, he looked at the tulaba, and he said to the students, he says, I'm lifting up my cloak, my thawb, have a look, is there something there? And it is said that there was an insect there, a hornet, a wasp. And it bit Hazrat 17 times. Yeah. Aur pura jism peeche se, پیروں میں سب زخم پھورے پھورے لگے. And when the Talaba saw the condition of Hazrat, they said to Hazrat, Hazrat, why didn't you complete your Salat quickly, finish your Salat off quickly? And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, again, one of the same incident had taken place with Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi when he was teaching hadith and the scorpion bit him. But this was with the story of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, and he said that, no, I was reading one surah of the Quran and there was so much lazzat, sweetness I could feel and sense that I wanted to complete the whole surah before I go into ruku. Ye ibadat, ye hukukullah, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. And it is said in the month of Ramadan, from Fajr to Maghrib, he would complete one Quran. From Fajr to Maghrib, in the month of Ramadan, one Quran. And then after Taraweeh until Suhoor, Hazrat would complete another one third of the Quran. So in three nights, one whole Quran was completed, and during the daytime, every day one Quran was completed. And so totally Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi in the month of Ramadan would have completed 41 Quran. This was his tarteeb. These were great people. Today people, we have our brothers, students who don't know head to tails of anything, and they come and challenge, what's this? This is in Bukhari. What are you doing? Why do you follow this? Well, this is not. This is Sahih. This is Za'if. This is Sahih. This is it. And subhanAllah. But what about the character of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi? What makes this man a great man? His biography, his akhlaq. Who was he? How would he talk to the people? Every mas'ala, subhanAllah. They would respect all the fuqaha. These were grand. Allahu alayhi, subhanAllah. And what happened when the people of Bukhara disrespected Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, and hasad, this kills the ummah. This is a cancer that is in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't see anything good with our Muslim brothers. Foran kisi musalman ko Allah ne koi ni'mat di to bas wo hasad shuru ho gayi. Isko kyun mila? And this hasad started with Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was a grand scholar. When the governor of Bukhara wrote a letter to Imam Bukhari, he did not even want to come in front of Imam Bukhari as a governor. Why should he go? But he wrote a letter. He said to Imam Bukhari that you are a famous ustaz in hadith. I want you to come to my house and teach my children privately. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said that, no, I won't come. Offended him. आप कर सकते हैं इस आदमी को ऐसा खत लिख सकते हैं भाई? हदिया देने वाला. And second time again the governor wrote a letter. Imam Bukhari said, no. If you want to learn, you have to learn with everyone, all the students that are here. And this was the beginning point of hasad that the governor did not like. He felt that Imam Bukhari has humiliated me. Eventually, he made life so difficult for Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi had to make hijrat from Bukhara. And this is the exact cycle that we have seen throughout history. That life has always been made difficult for the scholars, for the ulama, scholars, ulama, scholars, ulama. You go to most of the Muslim countries today, the khutbah that is delivered on a Friday is not a khutbah that the imam himself had set and had prepared, no? It is a khutbah that is given to him by the bodies of the government, that this is what you have to talk. For 4 weeks, 4 khutbah, you talk on this. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was pressured to go. But as Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi went out of Bukhara, he lifted up his hands and he gave a curse to the people of that area. And some of the ulama say that it was the baddu'a of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi that communism had taken over that part of the region for so many years. And they were punished and punished and punished Why? For they did not respect Imam. And they made life so difficult for Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi at that time. Ye apne hi log the, jo kalma padhne wale the. But Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi lifted up his hands and he says, Ya Allah, that although your zameen, this earth is vast and is big, but it has become very tight for me. Allah, I wish to come to you. Allah, I wish to come to you. And it was on the day of Eid. Eid ka din tha, and Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi fell ill and he passed away. Subhanallah. And it is said about Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, famously known, that where Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was resting, there was so much khushbu, mashallah, fragrance that was coming out from that area, that people would travel miles and miles and miles just to experience that. And some of them even decided to take home with them back home with them the mitti, the dust that was there in which Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was resting, until the people of that area found it necessary that they had to build a wall around the Qabr Mubarak of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Because so many people would come. It is said that Allama Wahid, Abdul Wahid rahmatullah alayhi, saw a dream, and in his dream he saw all the Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'een are standing, and in front of them Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing. And Allama Shaykh Abdul Wahid says to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, that Hazrat, who are you waiting for? And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said that we are waiting for Muhammad bin Ismail to arrive.
MashaAllah.
Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari to arrive. It is said that when Shaykh Abdul Wahid woke up, and when news was given to him that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has passed away, and when he calculated the time, he said this was the exact moment when Imam Bukhari's ruh came out, and this was the dream he was seeing in the night. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to receive him. Subhanallah. These are our great shuyukh, muhaddiseen. If we talk and open up the biography of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, bila mubalagha 6 months chahiye. 6 months. One hadith and his mubahasa, the books that he has written, the asfar where he went, what he did. Subhanallah. It is a vast subject. But very briefly, our youth, when we sit at home, we should explain to them, show the children that, look, this is Sahih al-Bukhari, Jami' al-Sahih, written by this man, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Show them the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. At least we should have a collection of Jami' al-Sahih, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. Alhamdulillah, there is now also a translation into the English language. So, mashallah, we have access to knowledge that is there. We have shuyukh, we have teachers, we should benefit from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durushaykhullah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallam taslima. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna minaz zalimin. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. Ya Allah, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi ki barkat se, Ya Allah, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. Ya Allah, ان کو جزائے خیر دے. Ya Allah, ان کی قبر کو منور فرما. Ya Allah, ان کی درجات کو بلند فرما. ہمارے اس امت کے محدثین, مفسرین, فقہا, Ya Allah, ان کی درجات کو بلند فرما. Ya Allah, ان کی درجات کو بلند فرما. کئی لوگوں نے کہا ہے دعاؤں میں یاد رکھنے کے لیے, Ya Allah, ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ان کی جائز تمنا کو پورا فرما. بہت سے لوگ بیمار ہیں, کئی لوگوں نے کہا ان کے لیے دعا کی جائے. اللہ رب العالمین ان تمام کو شفا دے. کئی لوگ کینسر کی بیماری میں مبتلا ہے, یا اللہ ان کو شفا دے. کسی کا آپریشن ہو رہا ہے, یا اللہ آپریشن کو کامیاب فرما. یا اللہ جس کو جو تکلیف ہو, یا اللہ اس تکلیف کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں تندرستی دے, یا اللہ ہمیں صحت دے. یا اللہ ہمیں تندرستی دے, ہمیں صحت دے. یا اللہ ہماری اولاد فرما بردار ہو. یا اللہ ہماری اولاد ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک ہو. یا اللہ ہم سے جو گناہ ہو گیا, یا اللہ ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں, استغفار کرتے ہیں, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے کہ ہم گناہوں سے بچ جائے, یا اللہ صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہ یا اللہ تمام گناہوں سے بچ جائے, یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جائے, یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جائے, یا اللہ مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ عالم بھر میں یا اللہ مسلمان پریشان حال ہے, یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما, جہاں کہیں مسلمان تکلیف میں ہے یا اللہ اس تکلیف کو دور فرما, یا اللہ اس تکلیف کو دور فرما, یا اللہ تو رحیم ہے کریم ہے, یا اللہ ہم ہمارے ہاتھ کو سر کو یا اللہ تیرے سامنے ہی جھکاتے ہیں, یا اللہ ہم محتاج ہیں, یا اللہ ہم محتاج ہیں, یا اللہ تو بے نیاز ہے, یا اللہ تو بے نیاز ہے, یا اللہ ہمیں عزت دے, یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے, یا اللہ ہمیں لمبی عمر دے, ایسی عمر دے کہ جس میں ہم یا اللہ تیری خوب عبادت کریں. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے کہ بہترین انسان وہ ہے جس کو اللہ نے لمبی عمر دی اور اس عمر میں اس نے اللہ کو خوب یاد کیا. یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے, یا اللہ ہم تمہیں خوب یاد کریں. امام بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی پہلی حدیث ہے, انما الاعمال بالنیات, یا اللہ, جس کا ترجمہ یہی ہے کہ انسان کی نیت صحیح ہو. یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے دے زندگی بھر ہماری نیت صحیح ہو. یا اللہ زندگی بھر ہماری نیت صحیح ہو, زندگی بھر ہماری نیت صحیح ہو. امام بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی آخری حدیث یہی ہے کہ دو کلمے ہیں جو زبان کے اوپر تو ہلکے ہیں لیکن آخرت میں اس کا وزن کیا جائے گا تو بہت بھاری ہے, وہ سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم کا کلمہ ہے, جس کا خلاصہ یہی ہے کہ اخلاص بھی ہو اور زندگی بھر انسان اللہ کا ذکر کرے. یا اللہ ہمیں ذاکرین میں سے بنا دے, ذاکرین میں سے بنا دے. سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم. سمعنا واطعنا غفرانک ربنا وإلیک المصیر برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.